Even with yesterday's discovery, UN inspectors in Iraq have not yet found what they would call a smoking gun, absolute proof that Baghdad continues to make or has hidden biological, chemical, or nuclear weapons. But what would a smoking gun mean? War? And if it isn't found, does that mean no war? NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
When UN weapons inspectors found thousands of chemical and biological weapons in Iraq during the 1990s, they blew them up. Inspectors demolished more weapons of mass destruction than the bombing campaign against Iraq during the Gulf War in 1991. If inspectors from the current UN team, known as UNMAVIC, or from the International Atomic Energy Agency discover prohibited weapons, they too will be destroyed. Under those circumstances, says Ivo Dalder, a foreign policy analyst at the Brookings Institution, many nations, especially some in the Security Council, are likely to take the view that going to war would not be legitimate.
Clearly, there are going to be some nations that argue that if UNMAVIC or the IAEA find illicit weapons, and if Iraq then cooperates in their destruction, that the process ought to continue.
So the discovery of a smoking gun could, in fact, be a reason not to go to war. And that appears to be of some concern to the Bush administration.
I think it's better for the United States to make an argument that is more ambiguous in a way that cannot be solved by the inspectors on the ground if they do want to go to war.
Alastair Miller is a researcher at the Fourth Freedom Foundation in Washington, which has done several studies about how to contain Iraq and force its disarmament short of war.
They don't expect, and I personally believe they don't even want, the UNMAVIC team to produce the proof in a nice little package. They preferred to have unanswered questions that would be more difficult for the council and for the general public to assess whether that's a cause for war or not.
Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld acknowledged that discovery of a smoking gun is not the best argument for war during a briefing at the Pentagon this week.
If the inspectors had found new evidence, the argument might then have been that inspections were in fact working, and therefore they should be given more time to work. Another way to look at it is this, that the fact that the inspectors have not yet come up with new evidence could be evidence in and of itself of Iraq's non-cooperation.
Some may argue that if a smoking gun is found, that would be proof that the government of Iraq has been lying all the while. Furthermore, this argument goes, if one smoking gun is found, say warheads loaded with deadly VX gas or a supply of the chemical precursors that in combination produce a deadly weapon, then there could very well be more. That would show Iraq is in material breach of the most recent Security Council resolution. But not all nations will buy that argument, says Rachel Bronson, director of Middle East Studies at the Council on Foreign Relations.
I think it's very unlikely that there will be a revelation that will bring a majority of the world to the conviction that, yes, maybe something has to be done to remove Saddam Hussein. Because I can very easily imagine a factory being discovered, precursors being discovered, and people rightfully saying one program should not constitute a reason to go to war.
So how can nations decide whether Iraq has or has not complied with the most recent UN demands? The weapons inspectors want to know what happened to stocks of precursor chemicals or biological growth medium that they knew Iraq possessed in the past. Iraqi officials claim it was destroyed. In that case, show us the records of its destruction, the weapons inspectors have demanded. So far, Iraqi officials say there are no such records, something that Rachel Bronson believes is not plausible in Saddam Hussein's Iraq.
Everything is documented. It is completely incredible to suggest that the one issue that is not documented is the issue that the world has the most interest in.
Chief Weapons Inspector Hans Blix warned yesterday that Iraq must provide answers to those crucial questions if it is to avoid an American attack. That is also Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld's view.
The burden of proof is not on the United States, it's not on the United Nations or the international community to prove that Iraq has these weapons. The burden of proof is on the Iraqi regime to prove that it is disarming and to show the inspectors where the weapons are.
The Bush administration has begun to share intelligence with the weapons inspectors, but it could also be holding some significant details back to disclose later this month when the initial results of inspections are brought to the UN Security Council on January 27th. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.